Hoffman and Ice. NFL Picks.
Wow. Here we are. We've arrived. Wild card weekend.
I'm over here spilling water on myself. Go ahead.
That's all right.
I'm just excited.
He is excited. Folks, he's excited.
Oh, man.
Don't pay attention to that wet spot on his trousers. Go ahead, CB. You got the fresh spreads.
Yeah, so we're going to go with the Saturday games first. Your game at 4:30 is the Bengals and Raiders. Bengals, it's been bet down a little bit by the public, but it's Bengals minus -5.
They are the old Oakland Raiders, now the new Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. Their defense.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say they're 2-0 all time for Cincinnati in the playoffs. Go ahead.
Listen, this game flipped on a pair of fourth quarter turnovers. I've mentioned the final score for the last few days, 32-13. It wasn't that bad. I mean, there were turnovers that changed this thing. The Raiders held them to 4 yards a play. And Vegas is riding this thing. Now, this was an easier play, I agree, at the opening price of 6.5. But you say it's 5 right now? Whew. Boy, I'll tell you. It's that just played that late Sunday night overtime game, now back across the country, cold weather. I like Burrow in this spot. 5 doesn't scare me a ton. The defense that's so bad at home, Cincinnati, should kind of come back a little bit with the weather. And even though Waller's playing, who knows how effective he'll really be. I'm going to ride with Cincinnati here and lay the points.
Yeah. I think I'm going to follow your lead, big dog. I'm feeling the vibes coming out of the Natty, man. Look, the Bengals have lost 7 straight wild card games, but that's going to change tomorrow. And that point spread does not scare me. They've got the best quarterback in this game. I think they've got the best crop of playmakers in this game. Now, defensively, there is some questions, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I can't wait to see what the back end of this defense does. But I trust Trey Hendrickson, Sam Hubbard, Larry Ogunjobi, those guys up front to make it a little difficult for Derek Carr. So I'm going to lay them. I'm going to roll with Joey B and those Bengals.
Your Saturday night 8:15 game. It's the Bills hosting the Patriots. Bills minus -4.
Mac and Cheese, the first rookie to start a playoff game for the Pats in team history. The Bills are 2-0 in home playoff games under Sean McDermott. Man, it was looking great for a while when it comes to Mac Jones and how he was playing. I think a fun matchup in this one is J.C. Jackson going up against Stephon Diggs. J.C. Jackson second in the league in picks this year with 8. Give me the number again, CB.
I got it at 4.
I'm going to lay him. I'm rolling with Buffalo, man.
Belichick, 65% cover rate as a dog ever since he's been in New England. 0-degree wind chill will be in play here. We'll be in the negatives. Mac Jones, rookie on the road. He's had some interception issues lately. Allen has not been great against the Pats, was last time. Yep. Sub-freezing weather, not great for him either. Pats can pressure him a little bit. I think with the weather, I do like Buffalo to win the game, but with Belichick and now going for the third time and getting 4 in a ice bowl, I think I've got to take the points. So give me the Pats and the 4.
It's going to be like that ice box, like Omarion, where his heart used to be.
All right, Buccaneers moving to Sunday. The 1 o'clock game, Buccaneers, a 9.5-point home favorite over the Eagles.
It's a big number. Bucks getting back Shaq Barrett, Levante David, also Lenny Fournette.
Yep.
They played in week 6 in Philly. Brady was phenomenal, 34-42. Had his weapons, only a 6-point win, though. And he had Antonio Brown that night.
I mean, scored that night, too.
Yeah, and they rode Fournette with 22 carries. This is a Philly team, as you know, best running team in the league, 160 yards per. But here's the deal. They only had 100 that night. And Jalen Hurts nearly had half of that 100. So they're going to need a lot more than that from him. Got to D up Gronk. You can't get seamed by the big fella, which is probably going to happen a little bit. Philly is 1-5 this year against the spread against current playoff teams. They're 0-6 outright. It could be a little windy, could be rainy down there. And 9.5 seems like a fairly big number, but I just don't trust Philadelphia here. I know they can run and maybe control things, but even with the lack of weapons, I think what you get here is kind of a not a backdoor, but a late cover by Tampa. So I'm actually going to lay the big number.
You mentioned them being talking Philly now, 0-6, you know, versus playoff teams this year. Man, they had 1 win versus teams with winning records this season. That's the fewest in the NFL. Brady's got 34 playoff wins. The Eagles franchise has 23. I'm glad that you mentioned what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are getting back on defense. That's massive, man. Absolutely huge there. And playoff Lenny, I mean, it is such an important piece to what they do.
Huge.
The dude has a minimum of 6 targets over the last 6 games he's played. So Tom Brady loves throwing to the running back. I can't pick Jalen Hurts over Tom Brady. I'm laying him and rolling with Tampa, Tom.
Cowboys are going to host the 49ers. It's Cowboys -3.
Huge part of this game for me is the 49ers getting Trent Williams back, the best left tackle in the entire sport. Their funkiness on offense, I think, is going to create issues for this defense of Dallas. Deebo Samuel, Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, all that stuff. Elijah Mitchell, one of the better stories the entire year. I'm going to take these points, man. I'm rolling with the Niners. I've been saying it all week. I can't be scared now. Give me the Niners.
Well, and you and I have the side bet, the huge side bet, where you have the nine straight up, no points.
Right.
You got the Niners winning outright. You know, the more I think about this game, the more I think I have to grab the points. Last 10 weeks, the Niners have the second best offense in the league behind Kansas City. That might shock everyone listening. Mm-hmm. Their red zone conversion, 75%. That's number one.
Yep.
The running game is big, too. Jimmy G, cover three is nice for him. I mentioned it earlier. I think he can find the flats and the seams.
Okay.
He's got the big tight end that can seam you.
Yep.
Dallas, I like them to win the game, but I think it's going to be that close. It's the shortest line on the board. It's the highest total, so we might have a really fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Deebo Samuel's been a beast.
Man.
But you take away that bad loss to the Cardinals, the close one. The Cowboys have won and covered in every game since the start of December.
Mm.
Like, there's something about a little flip the switch in Big D, but it's too close to call, so give me the 3.
Real quick, CB, before you hop on, AR, as you know, this is one of the better rivalries in the NFL. Been for a while in the day.
You're talking to old man River.
That's why I brought it up, because I knew you loved that. First time.
Joey M.
Real quick.
Dancing to his right, backpedaling. Dwight Clark on a touchdown.
Real quick. First time these teams have ever met on Wild Card Weekend. Go ahead, CB. And also, another nugget. If you're listening and you haven't seen Deebo Samuel play this year, treat yourself. The dude's a show.
And his name is Deebo Samuel, not Samuels,
Deebo,
I believe.
You got knocked up out. Go ahead.
He gets the Burrows treatment every now and then.
A little Friday reference. Yeah, go ahead.
Sunday night, 8:15, Chiefs hosting the Steelers. It's Chiefs -12.5.
Largest underdog Ben Roethlisberger has ever been.
Mm.
He told you about that. And the largest spread in history of a wild card round. I think Pitt could D him up a little bit. Second in sack rate, 7th and third down rate, 4th in red zone D.
I like those numbers.
Those are decent numbers I brought to the table.
Not mad at it.
Mahomes was without Kelsey the last time they played the Steelers.
Okay.
Tyreek caught 2 passes, and they still smoked him. So I'd have to be smoking something to not take them.
Where the weed at?
And give and lay the points.
Yeah. Where the weed at?
Exactly.
So give me the number again, CB.
12.5.
It's big.
It's huge, man.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
No, laying the points.
Okay. Big Ben, 3-4 all time in wild card playoff games. Can the guy get into a shootout and get it done? He's only got 2 300-yard passing games this season. The Steelers' defense in the game you were mentioning, not good. They didn't show up. They gave up 3 touchdowns in the first half. And the squad, the offense didn't score a single point on offense until the third quarter where they had 3. But this is Big Ben. This is Mike Tomlin. This is the playoffs. I'm taking the points, but Kansas City wins. Yeah.
And TJ won't have the cracked riblets like he did in the first game.
There you go.
And your Monday night game is the Rams hosting the Cardinals. It's Rams -4.
So the Cards are 1-9 versus the Rams since 2017. Stafford, as you mentioned earlier with our guest, he's 0-3 in the playoffs, and he's got a 4-3 touchdown to interception ratio in the playoffs. The dude's thrown 8 interceptions in his last 4. I'm scared about what's going on with this guy right now and him feeling the pressure, AR, and all this noise about him not getting it done in the playoffs, but no DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, it hurts.
J.J. Watt is coming back. How effective will he be? Give me the number, CB.
I got it at Rams -4.
I'm taking him. Give me the Cardinals.
I was taking him all week until I wasn't. And Arizona is that kind of team that if they don't get that win over Dallas, they would have lost 5 straight games going to the playoffs. And I just... It's not like I trust either one of them that much, but Arizona's last 10 games, their points per game has dropped 10 points per game since going 7-0. They were a different team back then. They've given up 25 points per. That's 9 more points than their first 7 games. They're just an absolute different team. Kyler Murray, playoff debut, really talented. Bad QBR last four games, all without Hop.
Yep.
And he's not going to have Hop.
But he's got
Kingsbury,
AJ Green.
Yeah, first playoff game for him since, you know. But and he says he's Kyler's going to play the best game of his career.
We'll see.
So he's pumping him up. Yeah. He really misses Hopkins.
Yeah, of course.
The Rams are beat up in the secondary, though, especially at safety. We know who they just signed.
Yep.
And Weddle.
Former Buckeye Jordan Fuller out, unfortunately.
Maybe Zach Ertz can be big for him. Not
like
AJ.
That.
Maybe Ertz
like
can
call.
Be the guy.
I like that call.
And so you feel like you want the points in a game where you're unsure about both.
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip back.
Okay.
And stay with my normal pick from earlier in the week. And in a game you're unsure about, take the points. So give me the Cards plus the four.
Wow. You did a little switcheroo.
Yeah. I kind of did a dipsy-do dunkaroo there. I just kind of, you know, I made you believe that I was switching and
Fooled
then I
me
didn't.
The trickery.
What you will believe when you